The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What was that story the other day? I think it might have even been... Yeah, when we were up with our buddy Stuart Tonk at the conference, the Palco thing, having good friends is better than morphine. Did I remember that headline right?
That is correct. Yes.
Because I just was reminiscing already back to Sunday when we were live broadcasting. We had Stuart there, and I was feeling a little bit high from it. Right. Every time you hang out with good friends, don't you feel a little bit happy, high, and? Not in, you know, I wasn't toking anything. I was eating CBD. I did eat a lot of CBD that day. But I'm just saying now, that, you know, they're warm memories. They make you feel good, make you happy, make your heart happy. Hanging out with really good friends.
Life experiences, whether it's with friends or doing stuff that you enjoy or, you know, like you do, going out in the garden and doing stuff like that, it does have an effect on you. You know, the term being high on life is real. You know,
by the way,
if you're living life.
my new nickname is not Farmer Bob, thank you very much. It's the Snail Hunter.
What?
The Snail Hunter.
You hunt snails? Wow, now that's a challenge, boy. Do you do that on horseback or?
No, just right, get right down at the garden snails. Level. And I told my son when I'm gone that day, every morning I'd go out and check the snails because they like the tomatoes. They like the squash. What else do they like? There's certain things that they like. Occasionally I see them on the collards. But, you know, it's not devastating. But the thing is, I'll put out some diatomaceous earth. That'll help knock them down for a while. But if it rains, they just suddenly come out from underground or wherever they are. And so I'm just picking snails. And so I do that sometimes as an excuse. I get out in the garden. The garden doesn't need me at that moment. But I'm like, man, I wonder if there's some new snails I missed earlier.
I can see you hiding in the bushes with camouflage paint on. And
yeah, so I'm head of my own snail relocation program.
Oh, so you're doing it in a humane way.
Yeah, I don't tend to crush them or eat them. I just send them elsewhere. So you go.
You could eat them though. See now that why don't you eat them?
They're smaller than the smallest of crawfish, the ones we have.
Escargot.
Yeah, they're not the big things you find at French restaurants.
Have you eaten snails before?
Not intentionally.
No, I tried it one time.
Did it taste like chicken?
No, it did not taste like chicken. They had like garlic butter and stuff.
Yeah,
like
typically
that.
You drown anything in garlic butter, you're not going to know.
Would not do it again, but I can say I've eaten snails. Yes.
Yeah, you and Andrew Zimmern, the guy that's with Bizarre Foods, he'll eat snail eyeballs. But all right, enough of talking about snails and eyeballs. Now let's move to our first story of the hour, first official story of the hour, and there's a theme song for it. You'll know it immediately. Yes, that's right. It's time for a cannabis update. Yaman. Well, this one's coming from Portland, Oregon. And they say, the headline says, let me see here. Portland startup maps cannabis genome to protect weed from Monsanto patenting.
Smart.
Yeah, this is great. So they say OG Kush is now a star in the galaxy. Now, I got a T-shirt when we were out at the 420.
Yes, you did. I immediately thought about that when you said that.
Well, and it was like a picture. That was the Chicago conference we were at. I got the purple one with the Yoda on it. It looks like Yoda or something.
That was when we were at the Cannabis Cup.
Oh, that was the Cannabis Cup. Okay, so yeah. I got another one at the... But yeah, and I don't even know what all these things are because I'm so not cool in regards to that.
Yoda OG is what
Yoda OG, right. Yeah. So OG is like... What is OG again?
You know what? I forget now.
Good.
OG,
cause you've been,
I mean, depends.
You've been smoking too much and you forgot?
No, I'm not a smoker.
I know you're not. I'm teasing. So they did. They launched a 3D map that charts the genetic evolution of cannabis genomes so they can protect the strains like OG Kush from future patent attempts by agricultural giants like Monsanto. This is great news, as long as they're not patenting it for their own purposes. I don't think they are they? I mean, I'm just thinking, there's got to be some kind of economic benefit to them, because unless they have the money, they're altruistic, and they say, we want to keep Monsanto away from this stuff.
Well, listen, it's something that people have been talking about for a while now, that, you know, with the legalization going on and people so much in support of it, that, you know, you're going to get companies like Monsanto. They're going to figure out some way to try and come up with some, you know, magical GMO weed.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and corner the market on that. So, you know, this is cool to see people doing what they have to do in order to protect people's freedoms.
Yeah. So the folks at the GMO hell headquarters, Monsanto, are claiming they're not interested in cannabis. I'm not sure I believe them, but a Monsanto spokeswoman or person, Charla Lord, right? How appropriate is that? They lord over all the plants. Says their company is not getting into the marijuana business. She says Monsanto has not, is not, and has no plans for working on cultivating cannabis. But I'm with this company here. I don't trust them. I think it's a great idea to map the DNA so when they file for their patents inevitably, you'll go, we've been using this one for X number of years. Go pound sand. Actually, go drink some glyphosate since you think it's so safe.
I would. You can drink a quart of it and it won't kill you.
Right, exactly. Bring it on.
Oh, wait a minute. No,
wait,
sorry.
Yeah. So within the next several months,
by the way, the OG...
Yeah.
I have looked this up. And listen, I've heard the term OG used before.
Yeah.
What I know OG to mean is it's an acronym for original gangster.
Okay.
And this applies to the, you know, the people, you know, that were the original badass guys, you know, they are called OG. But apparently in marijuana strains, there are strains that are called OG to say that they are like the original strains from back in the day.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. I'm glad to know that. And you know, this is the thing about this attempt by Phylos to do this. I hope I'm saying their company name properly, but you can't patent anything evidently that's been in the public domain longer than a year. So they're really racing against time before any of these biotech companies try to claim a strain as their own and block it from the rest of the world. And so within the next months, they said they'll launch their commercial sequencing product, allowing any grower, consumer, or curious individual to send in a sample and let Holmes and his staff research it there. So maybe that's their profit motive. They can charge for the gene sequencing. And that's a good business model. I have no problem with that, so that you can say, no, ours has been out there. You can't take it, Monsanto, or whoever comes in, Syngenta, whoever comes in. They can't have it. So I like the innovation here. I like the innovation.
So, good for them.
Yeah, and speaking of the Monsantos of the world and their poisoning of the planet and the people on it, the EPA has put its foot in its, well, on the internet. Well, the EPA is selling it. I'm not buying it. But they were caught publishing a report, they said inadvertently, accidentally, that was online, that said the EPA said, well, glyphosate, we conclude that it's not likely to be carcinogenic in humans. Right? This is to counteract the World Health Organization that says glyphosate is a possible cause of cancer, carcinogen in humans. and they've been trying to figure out a way to back that thing down since it came out, and the EPA was busted publishing this. And they said, oh, it was an accident inadvertently. It's not a finished review. We're not saying that it isn't. And it was an 86-page report. Reuters saw it and published it on Friday off of the regulations.gov website that the EPA manages. And it was from the EPA's Cancer Assessment Review Committee, CARC. And it had found that glyphosate was not likely to be carcinogenic to humans.
Right.
Now, they're claiming... Yeah.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. Now they publish these reports mm-hmm. on their website. You know, maybe it was just kind of like some preliminary rough draft, you know, type thing that they were saying that, you know, we were just kind of practicing what we were going to say and accidentally pushed the wrong button and it put it up on the website. I mean, don't you think that's maybe a little bit believable?
Well, it would be, except that the memo that was released had the words, all capital, final, on every page of the report, dated from October of 2015. So, final doesn't mean final, not at the EPA. We're a government agency. We could say that's preliminary. Final meant preliminary. Right? That's why I say they're busted on this. This is such a failed attempt. Maybe somebody leaked it so that we could point this out, this absurdity.
This is kind of a flub. I mean, it really is because, you know, listen, we've been digging into the EPA and all of the other acronym agencies of the government for
many
years now. It's what we do. And what I would have to guess here is that they have already made the decision that they're just pushing some things through some final stages of red tape or whatever, and this report that was published is going to be the same report that you're going to see published when they decide to publish it at the right time. But I think what they did is they screwed up.
Yeah.
And they bent over and their slip was showing.
they're telegraphing, right? Softening the blow when it comes out that they're going to say, you know, yeah, we're the EPA. We've never met a synthetic, toxic, poisonous pesticide that we didn't like and say it's free of causing any problems to anyone, anywhere, including cancer or microcephaly. How's that? We'll blame it on a virus. Yeah, Zika. He'll take the blame for everything. Bring on Zika over here, right? And we've covered that many times, and we'll continue to do so. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Common calculator overestimating heart disease risk when we come back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There's a big story out of Michigan. What was it? The Calamari Cancer Center? What was the name of that that Gorski works at?
Calamari?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
The Carmanos.
The Carmanos, yeah, where the guy was just telling everybody they had cancer so he can bill them for chemo that they didn't need. And
Dr.
You
know, Patah.
Patah, yes. Right? And I was thinking, and by the way, read the articles that the Health Ranger's putting out on this. Stunning, absolutely devastating. To ORAC, the nipple ripper. And if you don't know his name yet, go read stuff from the Bolin Report, bolinreport.com.
Well, and
you'll understand.
In this latest article, he makes mention of the grand supreme poobah wizard dragon leader of the skeptics movement, James Randi.
The amazing Brandy, that's right. So you got to read about it. You got to understand the twisted psychosis of the people who are, we call skeptics. Twisted is an understatement, but read up on it. Now, I bring up that Carmanos Calamari Cancer Center and their false diagnosis of cancer to give chemo, in that this works in the entire field of cardiology all of the time, not just one isolated incident. But there's a common calculator used by that field of cardiology to determine your risk of heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years. And it turns out that that calculator drastically, dramatically overestimates the actual risk, leading doctors to, you got it, unnecessarily prescribe cholesterol-lowering medications. Now, I've said this, Dr. Patar and others have said this, there is no way an intelligent doctor ever prescribes a statin drug because cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. and even elevated cholesterol levels, if they're abnormal for you, not that they even know if it is more indicative of liver dysfunction, liver congestion, and stress than anything else. Not that cholesterol is going to give you a heart attack. But there's this new study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And the overestimation, they say, is 5 to 6-fold, according to Alan Goh, MD. This is like coming from the inside, Super D. This is not coming from the Robert Scott Bell Show taking on the field of cardiology. No, I've been pointing out their absurdity for a long time, but now they're having to acknowledge that they're over-treating perhaps millions of people. Now, the only difference is I think that the first person they put on a statin drug is over-treatment. But even if I give them the leeway that, well, there might be a reason for them to say statins are good, they are now acknowledging that they're giving it to 5 to 6 times more people that actually need it, even by their standards.
Yeah, and if you look at the results here, I mean, this is a pretty significant study. I mean, it involved over 300,000 men and women, and they used a calculator, okay? Mm-hmm. And they found that when the calculator predicted a risk less than 2.5%, the actual incidence of disease or clogged arteries was like 0.2%.
Wow.
And they went on, when the predicted risk using the calculator said that you had 2.5 to 3.74%, the actual incidence was 0.65%. So this calculator is way off. I mean, it's just not even close. And so what's happening is the doctors are using the calculator and they're going, oh, it says here that you need drugs. And so they give them the drugs. When it turns out that when they track these people over years, the majority of these people are not having any problems whatsoever. And they're needlessly taking these drugs that are also causing all of these side effects that come along with them.
Right. Texas Instruments would have been out of business years ago if their calculator sucked this bad.
Come on. You guys are doctors and scientists. Can't you come up with a working calculator?
Right. Here, Texas. Oh, look, we've got an electronic calculator. All right, let's say 2 plus 2 equals 65.
I see what happened. See, they ordered all of these calculators. They were all manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline. That's what happened.
Yeah, and the other half by Merck, and they all suck.
Here's a free calculator.
Yeah, think about it. You can have this because it's 2 plus 2 equals 65, but that's what they're doing. Greatly exaggerating the risk so that they can put more people on statin drugs, right? They've done lowering the threshold for high cholesterol to put everybody on these drugs. There is no basis for statin drugs. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. If you want to elevate your HDL safely, you can do that with 100 micrograms of GTF chromium. And a response, you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 100 micrograms 3 times a day will elevate HDL, reduce your risk, whatever, if it's perceived or real. That's up to you or your dunderheaded cardiologist that hasn't read this report and still tries to prescribe for you a statin drug. Don't do it, folks. The future of medicine. Next, we'll talk about a few docs that are inspiring.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
All right, mellow out, take some CBD, plus CBDoil.com, our good friends, CB Sciences, as well as the new Oceans Alive Pure Phytoplankton. You can get that from Activation Products. Say thanks, as we do. Very grateful for those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, there's a great article on Natural News that's kind of pointing out the heroic doctors, at least three of them at this point, that looking for a future of safe, effective medicine in America. And we've talked about the problem with medicine in America is that it's a monopoly. It's an oil-based patent medicine monopoly. and it just disallows innovation, disallows nature to compete on equal footing with the synthetic isolates and synthetic poisons of the Rockefeller Carnegie Flexner Report inspired medical education. And two out of these three docs we featured before on the show, and I'm real pleased. And it's, you know, one of the greatest things that I get to do, Super Don, you know that I love it, is to meet such awesome folks, real healers, whether they be medical doctors or whether they be, you know, just hometown housewife healers. It doesn't matter. But there are some really good ones that have reached to the highest levels of medical education and have, you know, done good work. And there's a few here that are connected. One of them we had on just recently when we were up in Canada at the Total Health Conference, Dr. David Brownstein. And mentioned, once again, his experience getting recertified through that that test that took 7 hours, and it was pretty much all focused on drugs. And he got so irritated he wrote about it and said, enough, I'm not doing this, this is crazy. And then there's also Dr. Jack Wolfson, who we've had on recently. And his wife's awesome, too. Don't get me wrong. She's great. But it was fun to hang out with him at the at that Rock and Roll Chiropractic Weekend, the California Jam, speaking out about the dangers of vaccines, defending Vax, the movie, being willing to stand out and be tatered by the mainstream media. These people we really respect. They're not hiding and cowering in fear. They're standing up on principle and speaking out. And it is time, folks. It is time to speak out. No longer time to remain quiet. And I recognize there are points in time, and I've talked about this concept of the law of silence, that there are times where for your own safety, you probably don't want to speak out. You have to use your judgment and discretion. But right now doesn't seem to be one of those times. Because of the desperation on the part of the vaccine religion to shut down any discussion, to censor anything like the movie Vaxxed or the discussion of observations of reversals of optimal health in children, and suddenly they can't speak, right, after getting the MMR, for instance. These things need to be shouted out. We need more movies. We need more shows talking about this stuff. And then there's a third medical hero who I'm not as familiar with, and maybe we could reach out, Super Don, to this person, Dr. Erminia Mimi Guarneri, M.D.,
Are you sure? You'll have to say her name.
No. Like you said, this is a...
Mimi. Just call her Mimi.
Mimi, yeah. Dr. Mimi. Specializing in cardiology, internal medicine, nuclear medicine. See, my uncle, I remember my Uncle Bob I had, who was a medical doctor, nuclear medicine guy.
Wait a minute. You had an Uncle Bob?
I did.
And
yeah.
So why don't you want to be called Bob? You had an uncle named Bob.
Yeah, he was awesome. But no, I don't. I don't want to be an Uncle Bob.
So you're not awesome? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. No. Oh, man. I'm just not a Bob. Good Lord. This is why.
Oh,
this is what
man.
I'm talking about praising other people.
All I have to do is just push that button just a little bit.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No.
Okay, but anyway, we're talking
about Dr. Uncle Bob had the same initials as me, though, RSB. Interesting.
Okay.
Although he was never called RSB. So that's different. But anyway, he told me don't become a doctor. But it doesn't mean you can't do good work as a doctor. But I've decided this is my path as a homeopath, as a healer, as a rabble rouser on radio. But this Dr. Guarneri, I think is how you pronounce it, has gone on to earn accolades for her work in integrative medicine, including being recognized by the Bravewell Collaborative and named the ARCS Scientist of the Year in 2009. So sounds like another interesting doc to connect with. But we talk about these healers, and I get to interact with a lot of them, and I'm just grateful for being a conduit, for getting the folks out there that are doing good work to let them be known and not attacked. You know, that was why, you know, one of my greatest relationships, my brother is a healer, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, was a hero of mine, became just a true friend over the years, and then we lost him last year, although his teachings continue, his trainings continue. And his wife, Mary Beth, is continuing with the foundation, the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation. So I don't know what more to say about that, but I just, like I said, I like to be inspired, and I like to acknowledge those who inspire others to do good, to do right, and to really bring healing where it belongs.
Yeah, well, it's always cool to see, you know, to see these guys honored, you know, people like this that are out there doing good work, just like with the great awards gala that you went to over there with Ty Bollinger.
Right.
You know,
right.
Where you get to highlight these people that are out there, you know, doing it. I mean, a lot of this stuff is selfless, you know. I mean, these are people that are just out there trying to make a difference. So it's always good to see these, you know, these people highlighted from time to time so we get to know the good things that they're doing.
Yeah, instead of being a punching bag, they can be someone who's praised and let them know how grateful we are for their work. So that's cool. Now, up to a highlight story to a low light story, because we do a roller coaster here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We cover a lot of stories. This one, you know, we've covered a lot of medical kidnapping stories. We've covered the story out of Canada, the most tragic story recently, David Steffen and family, where they accused and convicted them of not providing for the necessities of life. This was all about a backdoor attempt by the Canadian government to mandate vaccines without mandating them because their constitution doesn't allow it. Just to threaten parents, hey, if you don't and this happens, we're coming after you, right? Now we're to Boulder, Colorado. I mean, this is the crunchy granola capital of the Rocky Mountain states. Boulder, Colorado. And if you look up in the sky on certain days in Colorado, you'll see tic-tac-toe streaks in the sky. And you might be inclined to say, what are those tic-tac-toe streaks? And you might be lied to about them to say they're contrails from jet planes, when contrails dissipate almost as quickly as they are created due to atmospheric conditions trailing the jet. And you might say, well, what is it then? Could it be something related to geoengineering and something I've heard about called chemtrails? And this mom of this kid in Boulder had mentioned chemtrails. I don't know the context here, Super Don. I'm so upset reading this story. She talked about this. Becca Van de Bee's daughter has been taken from her, kept away from her, only supervised visits allowed because Judge Mallard believes that Becca is immersed in a dangerous fringe subculture because her mother has talked about chemtrails and geoengineering. What the hell country are we in? Colorado, you're innovative in terms of cannabis, but my gosh, a judge that would remove a child from a parent's custody because that parent questions what they're spraying behind those airplanes on certain days. This is like the East German Stasi. We've got to reprogram you. Certain beliefs are not acceptable in America, and we're going to take your children from you. And I've talked about this state religion, modern medicine, for instance. And there are certain bounds you can't go outside of to say that there are cures for cancer outside of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. And now we expand that into views of reality that are not accepted by judges in Boulder, Colorado, as grounds for removal of a daughter from a mother?
It's one of those things where it's like you're reading it and you're just scratching your head going, God,
is this real?
Real?
I know.
You feel like there's got to be more to the story than just that, and there may be. But at the same time, it wouldn't surprise us to see something like this because there are things like this happening out there.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, you've got a sense of reality. You've got a grip on reality, and you are the establishment. You are the officials who put out the official stories, the bylines. And by the way, Donald Trump, I think, you check it for me, but I think he's going to slam on Indiana and whoop up on Ted Cruz and Kasich. And it should be all over for the Republican nominating thing, but Cruz is probably going to stomp his feet and do something. We'll see if smoke comes out his ears. But I find it interesting that Trump is not self-censored in the way that most politicians are. We know this for a long time, but now he's gone even an expansion on that and said, you know what? There's a picture of Ted Cruz's father with Lee Harvey Oswald, the guy who was supposedly the guy who killed JFK, which we dispute, of course, but the fact is he was a patsy regardless. What kind of inner workings and inner circles is the Cruz family involved in to have a picture with Lee Harvey Oswald before the assassination attempt? And now
that's
they're going to say...
Weird. Yeah, that's a little strange.
No, but you know what I'm saying here, Super Don, is that Trump, he's going, screw all convention. If I see something that's unusual, I'm going to point it out. And we need more of that, not less of that, is my point. And I know people are going to go, oh, now he's really bought it, right? How many times has Trump said something, they said, oh, this is it, he's done now. They're going to do it again. Based on the fact that, but if you, as we've covered the story, as Liam Sheff has written about it in official stories, the Lee Harvey Oswald garbage, that he's the assassin, the fact that a member of the Cruz family's picture, that begs some questions. I don't know what it means. I don't even know if Trump knows, but he's bringing it up. Go ahead, bring it up, Trump. I like the fact that he doesn't censor himself on there. Oh, well, that's not being very presidential. You know, and what if Trump gets in? Right? What if he's elected, gets in the first day in the White House? We hear the stories, right? They're showing a film of the Kennedy assassination from an angle no one's ever seen it before. And basically the president gets the message. You go one step outside of the electrified fence, we got you in. You see what happened to JFK? Like I said, that's why I still have questions as to whether they'll let Trump win. Because it seems to be he's a wild card. He's not playing by anybody's rules. And that frightens the establishment, but enthralls millions of Americans right now to say, yes, get in there and break it, Trump. It's so broken beyond repair. Go ahead and break it some more.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you at that, which anybody who's been listening to the show for a while knows that, say, 6 months ago, I was just like, whatever, no way, Donald Trump, whatever like it. But at this point, I've kind of, you know, I haven't jumped on the bandwagon. I'm not out there going, yay, go Trump.
Right.
But at this point, it's like, yeah, the guy is fun to listen to, and maybe he'll do some good, shake some things up, you know?
Yeah. Well, we've got a suggestion for Ted Cruz now that he may be dropping out of the race for president after Indiana. What he might could do as a job, maybe if the Senate doesn't work out and he can't read Green Eggs and Ham on the congressional floor anymore. Give a listen. This is interesting.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you again to Captain Morgan for coming back so strong today. And the notes are up thanks to her. And, of course, Super Don making it sound so good. Patrick's been on the board of GCN as well, doing his thing. And, of course, welcome to Ian Clark, our new family member, our new brother. And we've got lots more to do with Ian Clark from ActivationProducts.com, including the Oceans Alive Pure Phytoplankton. Very exciting. So Ted Cruz officially suspends his campaign for the presidency. He got trounced in Indiana. So I was thinking maybe we'd find him something else to do if the Senate thing doesn't work out for him. I don't know. Is he going back to the Senate? Probably. And you found this, Super Don. There's a website that boasts realistic fake doctor's notes with money-back guarantee. And so you don't think this would be good for Ted Cruz? He can do fake doctor's notes?
No, I think this would be more appropriate for, let's say, like David Gorski. After Mike, Natural News Mike Adams is done with him, I think he may fall back to maybe doing this for a living.
Fake doctor's notes. Well, maybe Ted Cruz can get one of these fake doctor's notes and say, listen, my running for president, I was ill. That's why I didn't win, right? You know, he'll need an excuse to explain it because he'll blame... I don't know who he'll blame, but anyway, his dad's going
to... This is crazy, dude. I mean, did you read this to see what's going on here? You've got this website,
mm-hmm.
and what they do is you go to there. I haven't seen how much it costs yet,
uh-huh.
but basically they've got all of these doctor's notes that you can download and use to, like, get out of work or to get the day off or whatever, and they've got literally a note for everything you can think of here. They've got the classic doctor's note. They've got a mental health note. They've got a funeral pamphlet.
Really?
A jury duty notice, an emergency room form, a dentist note, gynecologist note, cardiologist. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, just when you thought it was already, like, crazy,
mm-hmm.
they also have this service they provide to you. Because, you know, listen, you go, you try and get the day off of work.
Yeah.
You hand the doctor this note. You might have an employer that might go, I don't know. There's something fishy here. I'm going to call and check on this note, right?
Right, right.
So what they provide here is something called a no-cost callback verification feature. And what they do is they allow you to set up a number in your own area code with an automated voice messaging system, and then you can upload an MP3 file to it and sound like an authentic hospital or clinic or something.
Wow. They've thought it through, haven't they?
Now, isn't that amazing?
There is a warning on this. It says, our notes are absolutely not for everybody. If you plan to abuse them, we strongly recommend you leave this site now. What else are you going to do with a fake doctor's note? Well, we're going to play nice with them. Wait, it's a gag. It's a gag gift.
This is slick. I mean, they're covering their butt here from a legal standpoint. But, you know, I don't know. This is similar to, I would put this in the same category as, you know, like the diploma mills.
Mm-hmm.
Those were a big deal back in the day, and they might still be around where you could just kind of type in your information and send $59.95, and they'd send you back a diploma to some fake university, but it looked real, right?
Yeah.
You can hang it up on the wall or use it to get a job. What I want to know is, where was the one when I was a kid going to high school that provided the teacher notes or the parent notes or something, right?
Or even the notes for, like, the hall pass. Can we get that? Give me a fake hall pass. I got to go. You know, when you're off or you're trying to sneak around the hall and like, oh, no, here, hall pass. That would be a good one. I remember those
fake
days.
Fake IDs and stuff. Yeah. Like, did you ever know anybody who had a fake ID?
Not going to answer that question.
Oh, pfft.
Come on, everybody in the day. I mean, of course, it was back in the there weren't laser 3D graphics. I mean, we grew up in the Stone Ages of fake IDs.
They were made out of paper. Yeah.
Yeah, things were made out of paper way back when. That's the thing. Again, we started feeling old. Now we're going to, you know, end the show feeling old. No, actually, I feel pretty good. But, you know, from the standpoint of reminiscing on things that we talked to our millennial kids or beyond. Did we decide what the name was they gave to the next generation, my kids, beyond the millennials?
Generation Z.
Generation Z. So we're
or
X
Gen
to Z.
Z. Yeah.
Gen Z. Or I heard, didn't they say like iMillennials or something? iPhone?
Yeah, they have various different, I guess, terminology. Yeah. But
anyway, some of those things are just, they're fun to think about, the things we were able to do and now you can't do. Oh, well. Fake doctor's notes. Ted Cruz, you got a new option. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go tomorrow. We Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box, as we do each and every hump day. But in the meantime, tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, right here, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.